This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 183, The Amazing Spider-Man from 2012. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Amazing Spider-Man?
Dang, you know what? I'll be honest. I wasn't sure, but when I started watching it, I was like, I don't remember none of this stuff like that was happening. Right. So it's been a long time. I remember buying this when it came out on Blu-ray and like 3D Blu-ray, and I don't ever remember putting it in. So I might not have seen this since 2012 when it came out, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This movie, I'll say these two movies, right? Because he only had two, right? He didn't have three. Yeah, so these two movies, I will say I had it on. But while I was cleaning the house. So I didn't sit down and watch it when we were doing the rewatch. So to me, it was actually a pretty cool refresher sitting down and watching. But the last time that I actually really saw it was the 3D Blu-ray. Because I had the TV, I had the capability, and it looked great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It looked actually pretty good, the 3D Blu-ray. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
4K so looks nice, to be honest.
It does. The 4K looks amazing. You know what's crazy, though? I mean, I know we're not covering the transfers and everything, but I will say this. I saw today's version on digital, and they had Adobe Vision, HDR, and Adobe Atmos, and it looked fantastic, dude. I was like, holy crap, this looks great. I'll show it to you guys when you come over on October. But anyway, with that said, let's see what the critics and the audience have to say about The Amazing Spider-Man from 2012. Nate.
Yeah, so this one is interesting. This is actually one of the lower scores, not very high. Critics score is 72%. Well, it's not low. It's still fresh. But compared to those first two, I think this is higher than Spider-Man 3, though. So 72%.
Okay.
Audience score of 77%. So a little bit higher with the audiences, but they're still in the ballpark in the 70s.
It's not bad.
So not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And I'm just going to give a quick box office number so everyone could just see the number that it generated. We're not breaking it down, but it generated worldwide $757 million on a budget of $230.
I mean, yeah, even if you add in like 50 to $100 million for marketing, it's still doubled at least.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it did well. Success. Yeah, there was great. A sequel.
Yeah.
So
that's true. And this is a reboot. Well, I'll call this one. It's a reboot, but I might call it a reimagine because we're going to break it down because it's kind of different storyline than the other one.
Full on restart.
Yeah.
We'll call it a restart.
Yes, a restart. So with that said, let's get right into the movie itself and break this sucker down because I'm dying to get into this one. Lead character, Andrew Garfield, as the first time Peter Parker / Spider-Man. Neat.
Well, this is going to be... Well, now that we're watching all these movies together, I didn't think it's a fair comparison. You know, we just watched Tobey Spider-Man's. Now we're up to the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man's. And as far as the first outing is concerned, a couple of things. I said this when we did the other movies, and I'll say it again. I think Andrew Garfield's a better Spider-Man than Tobey Maguire is. In costume, I think he's better. I think he is... They got it more correct than the Sam Raimi movies. His humor is there. The one-liners are there. And while Tobey had, in the three movies, he had like a very few, in this one movie alone, Andrew Garfield, like I would say 70% of the dialogue he does while in costume is like kind of quippy, you know, jokey, which fits the character. Also, he got the web shooters, which is something that I didn't like about the Raimi movies and I like about this. Now, as far as Peter Parker, I have not seen this in a long time. And I don't think he's good as Peter Parker. At least he's more in high school in this movie, which was one of my gripes with the other movie. Yeah. There's more like actual in school. He goes to class. He walks in the hallways, you know, more than just the very first scene in the other movie. There's some stupid stuff. I hate the basketball part. I hate basketball in movies in general. When it's not a basketball movie, don't play basketball. Right. This guy does a freaking Dr. J dunk from free throw line and nobody in the school thinks it's weird. He jumped 37 feet in the air. Also, his interactions with Flash are really weird in this. Like, Flash is like way more horrible in this movie than in the first movie. Like, he was a jerk in the first movie, but he's like a super mega bully in this one. And then he's best friends with him. He's giving him hugs in the hallway. He's like, "Hey man, get out of here!" I didn't like that. I'll tell you what I did like though, and this is why my score is going to be what it is. this movie spends a lot more time with him and Uncle Ben and Aunt May than the Tobey Maguire movies did. And they develop the relationship, I think, better than those movies. Like, Uncle Ben, and they are better actors in this movie, let's be honest. I don't know the guy who played Uncle Ben in the original one. This one's Martin Sheen.
He's a big actor, that guy.
I don't know his name. I bet you don't know his name either. Yeah. I know Martin Sheen.
But I know he's a big actor.
So, he ain't that big. I don't even know who he is. Martin Sheen. Everyone knows Martin Sheen. And Sally Field. I mean, Sally Field's way more famous. Mrs. Doubtfire. Oscar winner. She's an Oscar winner. So, you know, it's like a way better actors. And I think Andrew Garfield's a way better actor than Tobey Maguire. Just acting-wise. He's way better. Hands down. So I actually really like the early stuff. Like, then when Uncle Ben dies, I feel like it hurt him more than when he died in the original one. I'm going to give him a 5. I actually really like Andrew Garfield on the whole. I still think he's better as Spider-Man than as Peter, but he's a better Peter than I remember. I actually liked him a lot. So I give him a 5.
Well, you know what, man? I am going to be jumping on you with this one. I gave him a 5. Ooh. I liked him. I liked him on this. I really, really like this. When I sat down and I started to watch it about, like, just watching as a review and sucking it in like how I did with the other one, like, can I get behind it? I did get behind the Raimi version. Again, different director, different style of movie. This movie's different style. We're going to talk about that in the storyline. But in terms of the character was handled, I loved him in this way. The way they handled him here remind me of Batman. And the reason why I say that, it was because it was more gritty version of Spider-Man, if you understand what I mean. Like, the storylines were very gritty and the characters were more developed than the Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi was more comic book. So it was just like, oh, hi, my name is Peter Parker. And I was like a geek. And it was like, come on, Parker, what are you doing? And, you know, picking on him. This one didn't. He knew he was a geek. He loved his photography. You saw him taking photos. You saw Gwen Stacy, which was I was so happy. And it wasn't because of Emma Stone. I just love the fact that they got rid of the MJ arc. And I'm like, this is a new character. I was like, this is great for people that don't know who Gwen Stacy is. Everyone knows that she becomes Spider-Gwen, like in the comics or whatever. I never read those, but some I know she becomes.
Yeah, I think maybe the ultimate ones, I think she's a spider.
Yeah, so she gets bit. Yeah. So people could, like, you could introduce that origin. So in case they do a future multiverse, she just pops out like Spider-Gwen and you go, oh, is Emma, you know, Stone from that universe. But I liked it. And you're right. Uncle Ben, Sally Fields as Aunt May was so good. Like, I was so invested in the film because of that. It was a story that it felt like a superhero movie, but it felt more drama movie. You get what I'm saying? Like, it was just like a drama infused superhero movie. It felt realistic. And I loved
it. It was more serious in tone.
Yes. And this is
less colorful.
Right. And this is the only movie, dude, that we got to see Peter Parker's parents in the beginning of the movie. I mean, I know I'm getting to storyline, but I'm just saying in terms of everything, it was great. Yeah. I want to really go into the other stuff, but this was it was handled really great. So Mark Webb did a great job with this character, bringing him to life, giving it a new version out there. So in Andrew Garfield, I will say very dynamic. I felt like he was in high school. The way he talks, his mannerisms felt like a high schooler more than Tobey Maguire. And again, we talked about it. Tobey Maguire was like 40 freaking years old playing a high schooler. So to me, it didn't work as much. But his interaction with Emma Stone was really great because I think they were dating at the time anyway. So
I think
you got
they
that
started
chemistry.
Dating after this or during it. But their chemistry is way better than Toby and Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hands down. Anyway, I gave it a 5. You gave it a 5. Main villain, Dr. Connors. A lizard dude.
Oh, side note. Also, I love this Spider-Man costume in this movie. I think it looks cooler than the Spider-Man costume from the original, personally.
Yeah.
I know the original is like the very classic, but this one, it looks sick to me. I think I like it better. Yeah. Kurt Connors, you know what? It's not all perfect here in Amazing Spider-Man land. It can't be all sunshine and rainbows. where we cannot dispute is that the first and second, especially Raimi Spider-Mans, they knocked the villain out the park. Grand slam. This was more like a solid, a hard hit off the wall single. Maybe a soft double. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a grand slam. First of all, Kirk Connors is a great character to choose. He's in the Raimi movies. He doesn't turn into Lizard, but he's there, you know? So he's a cool character to choose. Lizard is an interesting choice. I do like that they didn't just go with Green Goblin or Dr. They didn't try to copy exact villain from the Raimi movies. Smart. I'm okay with that. Lizard, good choice. Not a bad choice. But in the movie as portrayed, not very interesting. Not very interesting. Like, he doesn't have a lot of buildup to becoming the, like, the dude. So he takes this, he's missing the arm, of course. And he takes this serum that bonds his DNA with the DNA of a lizard, and he grows a disgusting hand. It looks so nasty. I hate it. And yeah, with the rubber, it looks like a rubber glove with skin on it. And then all of a sudden he's super evil. I'm like, that's all it took? And then, you know, the lizards are not aggressive creatures. I don't want to hear. I live in Florida. We have probably more lizards than anywhere in the United States. And they run away from you if you even think about going near them. Like, they're not like jumping on you and trying to bite you and kill you. And for some reason, this lizard is like the most aggressive psycho lizard of all time. I didn't get it. He turns evil for no real reason. At least with the other villains, like, it made sense. You know, Norman Osborn is already a power-hungry type person. And then when he gets in that serum thing, it brings out the worst, right? Dr. Octopus, the little chip, it starts to, the arms start to influence his. This guy just decides, I'm just going to be bad. And I'm going to make everybody lizards. I didn't like the motivation. He has a little relationship with Peter, but it just fell flat. I think Reese Ifans is the actor. A weird choice. I don't really like him in this. He was kind of dull. I give him a 3. I do think as the lizard, he looks cool. Surprisingly, the CGI held up pretty good. I thought he looked pretty cool.
Yes.
You know, he's big. He's hulking. I did like the design. And as the lizard, I thought he was actually kind of cool. But I don't like him as a man. Like, as a human version, not as interesting. Where the other ones were super interesting. So I gave him a 3. He's not the worst, but he's not even close to the other.
All right. So when it comes to the lizard man, dude, I gave him a 4. And this is why I enjoyed him, like, because it was a fresh villain. Like, it wasn't the typical, we're going to start off with, you know, Green Goblin or the new Dr. Ock. Like, it was a new villain. So for me, I didn't know who the hell he was anyway. I don't read the Spider-Man comics. So I was like, oh, this is cool. I agree. I totally agree with you 100% that his motivation was weird, because, like, you're telling me in the movie that he knew Peter Parker's parents died because they killed him. Because remember when the guy was telling him. Yeah, he worked with him, but then when the guy was threatening him, he goes, you don't want the same thing to happen to, like, happen to Parker's dad and mom.
Yeah.
And he knew. So I was like, wait a minute. So you're in this whole conspiracy also.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it was like a weird conspiracy with that. But anyway, in terms of the lizard, I gave it a 4 because I did enjoy the lizard, like the lizard himself. Like, I agree with you. The human side was not as cool. The interaction with Peter Parker, I thought was going to be more scientific or more like exciting science. Like, I'm not into the whole talking science movies, but I do enjoy the chemistry between the two actors when they start breaking down and you see him getting happy because he's like, you're a genius, Parker, and you see him all smirking because he's like finally in a room with someone that knows his intellect. You know what I mean? Like, when he was with Doc Ock, like, you see that between the two characters. He's like, you're brilliant. And then they have that moment together. I didn't get that with Lizard Man. Like, he was just like, I worked with your dad. Oh, well, remember when they met for the first time? And he goes,
yeah, he's just like, wow, this guy's smart.
Yeah. And then he goes, I had to take this phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he just left. And then all of a sudden he shows up at his house and he goes, brilliant. He's like, you know, I worked with your dad. And then, like, that's all he said while he's writing the equation that came up with the damn serum in like 2 seconds. So, and look, in a nutshell, when he was the lizard, I loved it. He was big. He was powerful. His goal was just to turn everyone to lizards. And I was like, this is cool. How about Milan? It was cool. I was like, this is a pretty cool a villainy thing to do. Just send the serum. And it worked, right? Because he did shoot the damn thing to everybody.
To lizard cops.
Lizard cops. All right. With that said, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3. Action sequence.
Okay. 4. I gave it a 4. Not a lot. And it takes a while for there to be any action. I'm not saying it necessarily hurts the film. But as an action movie, you know, podcast, I can't sit here and give this a 5. There's not enough. There's not enough action. The action that there is cool. I especially like the fight at the school. I do like that. I thought that was fun. In the hallway where they're fighting each other. It's short, but it's cool. One thing I will say, though, at the end, when they're fighting on the building, there are some really, really, really cool shots of Spider-Man. When he goes over the edge and then he scoops on and he's like climbing up the way they filmed it.
Yeah.
They got way more cool money shots with Spider-Man than the Raimi series. I got to be honest with you. They really did. Like, he looks awesome in a lot of scenes. That being said, you get the fight at the school. You get the fight at the end on the roof. You get the little fight in the sewer. I mean, when I say little, it's literally maybe 90 seconds long. And then they go in the water, and underwater fights are never that exciting. So, you know, and that's about it. There's not much else. Oh, there's the bridge scene. But I mean, you know, saving cars, for me, it's just, it wasn't super thrilling. Nothing was like super incredible, but it was good, solid action, well shot. And the other thing is, you know, Lizard's just a big CGI guy. So even though the action's cool, at the end of the day, it just looks like two CGI things, like, you know, smashing into each other. So I got to mark off a little for me for that. But it does seem like they got a lot of Spider-Man in the suit in this movie. He's not as CGI as you might think. Like, they got a lot of practical Spider-Man doing stuff that, or at least it looks really, really good. So it's a four for me. I liked it, but it's nothing exceptional.
Look, I agree with you. I gave it a four. Not heavy action, but when the action kicks up, is I enjoy the action. I mean, when he whooped the shit out of the cops when the helicopter was moving and he took the mask off, it was really cool. I think it was cool when he revealed himself to the Gwen Stacy's dad. I thought that was a really cool moment. That one was good. The fight in the sewer was very CGI. I wasn't too crazy with. I agree with you on that. The ending I liked a lot. I thought it was really cool. And I do like the swinging thing. Like, it was a very New York thing. Like, we're going to help Spider-Man. And they put all the lining.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that was cool, that was though. Corny, but it was corny, but it was cool.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, because he saved his son, which that moment also was really good. He was like, just put on the mask and you'll feel very powerful. So it was actually pretty cool when he did that. But you're right. It's not as much. They focused more on character development on this one than the actual fighting and everything. And it worked. It worked on this one. I'm going to be honest with you. It worked very well. And I think it blended the storyline to action ratio on this better than the first Spider-Man movie. But again, different techniques, different storylines, and different style of directors. So I gave it, like I said, I gave this a four also. So 4-4 storyline.
Storyline. All right. So this movie does a lot well that I really like and a few things that I don't like. This should have been called The Serious Spider-Man instead of The Amazing Spider-Man, because that's what it is, right? I mean, like, Mark Webb, the only movie I know that he did before this was 500 Days of Summer, which is a movie I love, but it's a, you know, it's a drama with some humor. And so I love that movie. So going into this and then seeing what he did, I enjoyed most of the storyline. Again, I think way better character development across the board for everybody. For Peter, for Aunt May, for Uncle Ben, Gwen Stacy. I would say she's somewhat more developed than MJ in the original ones. I mean, you do get backstory with MJ, like her dad is, you know, kind of abusive or whatever. And Gwen, her dad is the cop. He's like kind of overprotective. And so I guess equal, but I like Emma Stone better than Kirsten Dunst, 10 times out of 10. But everybody else, you know, gets more development. Maybe not the villain. I don't think the villain's as good. But I like I like the webs. You know, if you're going to redo the origin story, I think they did a good job of making it different enough, you know. He doesn't, I think the scenes of him like learning the spider sense was better than anything in the original as far as the spider sense goes, you know, when he's on the train. He doesn't just wake up one morning and know how to swing around. He goes in that factory and he's on the chains and he's like, oh, okay, like I could swing on these chains. And then he figures like he could. So I like all that. You know what I mean? I'm cool with showing me how he learned certain things. And then when he does it, you're like, oh, well, he learned how to do that then or whatever. So I like all that. This movie also, though, has a lot of, again, I hate the Flash Thompson stuff. Too weird of a switch. There's also, and I know I'm getting ahead, but there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in this movie and in the next one that they never get resolved. So it's frustrating to me. Everything with the dad, like, okay, they show his parents and his dad is working on something mysterious. Maybe it hurts that I know where it goes, but it goes nowhere. So it's like, it's kind of ends up being pointless. Also, the credit scene. Did you watch the mid-credit scene in this one where he's in the jail cell?
I didn't even know there was. So, to be honest,
there's a scene where it shows Lizard. He's in the jail cell. He's back as Dr. Connors. And this guy, magically, this guy shows up in the jail and he's in the shadows and he's like, we got to get young Parker. Did you tell him the secrets or whatever? And he's like, no, I didn't tell him. Leave him alone. The guy's like, I'm not going to leave him alone. And he walks in the shadows and that's it. And it goes nowhere. So I already know it goes nowhere. So it's frustrating. Maybe I can't. I feel like I shouldn't count it against the movie, but I am going to because it's dumb. It's not a good scene.
You could look at it this way, though. I think what they were trying to hint at was that Peter Parker's dad developed the spiders, the spider. When he erased the thing, it talked about, you looked at the thing quick. It talked about spider this, senses. And
well, him and Connors were working on the splicing with the animals. So that I get. So he's kind of gets bit by something his dad created. But there's more to it, and then it's never going to get solved. So it's annoying. So that I don't know. It hurts the movie. It does, because it's like, well, whatever. Anyway, I give it a 4 though. I think overall it's a really strong storyline. A little bit long. It's 2 hours and 15, but it could have been 2 hours. There's a good 15 that could have been cut. Honestly, like the beginning, there's certain parts, certain scenes that I'm like, okay, this is going on a little too long. We could cut this. Although I do like him and Gwen. Almost everything involving them, I really like. I think the romance story in this is way better. Well, he doesn't really have a romance story in the first one, because MJ's always with freaking Harry.
Yeah, she's hoeing around, you know, bro. Yeah,
she's hoeing around. She's thawing it up. So, you know, this one at least, and I like that they didn't do the Daily Bugle. He doesn't work at the Daily Bugle in this one. They left that out. You know, no Harry, his best friend Harry, no Harry in this one. So I like that they changed it up, and I think it's strong. I don't think it's perfect, but I think it's strong. 4.
All right. So I do agree with you in a lot of stuff, but I gave this a 4.5. I really, really dig this movie. Like, I was really into it. And I think because since I'm a big DC and Batman fan, I kind of got that story origin. Like, that's what I felt like I was watching. You saw the parents, they left his son, they died. Just like Thomas Wayne, when they went into the alley, they got shot up and they left his son there in the rain. All right. And that's what it felt like to me. It felt like a Batman movie, but just a Spider-Man version. I love the seriousness more, to be really honest with you. I know it's going to be a hot take, and I don't know if maybe people are going to go nuts on me. I kind of enjoy this one more than the Raimis. To be honest, I felt like the character development here, I enjoyed. Don't get me wrong. Those characters, again, those are different styles and stuff. But it was really hard to get behind them. And I know it's 2002 and all this crap. I could get behind this. And it still hold up. To be honest with you, 2022, this came out 2012.
Ten years.
This, to be honest with you, this to me holds up a lot more. I mean, I can't say a lot more than the Sam Raimi one, because they, again, both different style of movies.
Sam Raimi's is more ripped from the comics, it feels.
Yeah. But
this was like a drama with Spider-Man. Yeah,
but I enjoy, I think I could watch this one more than the other, because I kind of like the conflict in this, right? Like, when he was mopey, I love the fighting with Uncle Ben and him. He left.
I love that scene.
Yeah, he smashes the door.
You're going to apologize to her.
Yeah.
Apologize.
And another thing I liked about this was, like, when he was developing his powers, it wasn't like he knocked out forever. Like, remember in the other one, he's like, oh, fainting. And it was like, he's DNA was like spicing.
7 days.
Yeah. And he wakes up like, oh, like he got no flu. And he's like, oh, happy.
I'm strong.
So, like, this one, I agree with you. I kind of like the way everything folded. I like that his cartridges, in terms of the liquid, whatever, it came from Oscorp. Like, he rent. Yeah. And I think he made his own, because I think later on he says it, that he made his own formula when he's shooting the bad guy on the wall.
He took what they had, and then he developed it further to what he needed.
Yeah, like the stronger more or whatever. But
plus, he had a fake Spider-Man suit for a little while. It was just a mask with, like, glued on a little, like, sunglasses thing.
Yeah.
I like that. I like all that. I forgot what's something I didn't like.
But
sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I hate that so many people know who he is in this movie. Too many people right off the bat. Like, Gwen Stacy knows who he is. The dad knows who he is. I know, but still too many. Too many people. No one knew it was him in the first movie. Norman figures it out. Just the villain. I'm okay with the villain. Too many people right off the bat knowing he's Spider-Man. I was like, oh, come on. Swing with no mask. Take it off.
I understand. I understand. I just feel like this one had a better, for me, it had a better storytelling for me. Like, someone that enjoys this type of, and I like how you said it was a serious Spider-Man. I think that's where I kind of like the serious Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I think Andrew Garfield did a great job with this character, man. I think they did. Actually, I think everyone, even the director, did a great job. Because you're right. There are some sequences in this that looks so freaking awesome. Even when he's limping to jump off the building and you thought he was going to make it and he does it, I was like, oh, shit. I thought that was even cool. I thought all that stuff was cool.
The last shot in front of the moon where he's like all like small. He looks like his body is like where he's small and he's shooting. The thing starts coming out real slow. It's such a good shot.
Oh, and
it's
it goes right into the screen.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the credits.
That was pretty cool. It's like an iconic shot. I gave it a 4.5. Like I said, you gave it a 4 overall.
overall, this is a good, solid movie. Couple of issues for me. Minor, nothing like overly bad. The villain, not very strong. As far as a comic book movie goes, it's not as comic booky as the Raimi movies, but it has its moments where you remember that it is a comic book film. As the third act, mostly in the third act.
Yeah.
But quippy, we get some quips. I love when he's the carjacker guy. That whole scene's hilarious when he's in the back seat and he's like, "Are you a cop?" He's like, "Are you serious? You think I'm dressed like this? You think I'm a cop? Oh my God." He's like making fun of him. And I love that whole scene. He's like, "Please, no, my kryptonite, it's knives." You know, I love all that. Great. Great. That's Spider-Man to me. So I like all that. Gwen Stacy. Great. Great chemistry. Great love story. Uncle Ben, Aunt May. Great. Some pacing issues for me in the middle. I give it a 4 overall. 8 out of 10. I'm pretty sure I gave it only when I watched it way back when. I just feel like in my mind, I was like 7. I think it's a little bit better than that. So 4 out of 5 for me. A good reboot to me.
Yeah.
This was a good reboot. Some holes, but a good reboot overall.
You know what? It's going to be a super hot take. Because this, I gave it a flat 5. Enjoy this movie. I love this movie. You said it's a comic book movie. I mean, ripped out of a comic book movie. For me, this is ripped out of a novel. This is a graphic novel retold of a Spider-Man movie. A one-off type movie for me. And I liked it. I love the seriousness. I love when he gets his ass beat. He goes home to Aunt May. She knows he's Spider-Man without saying that he's Spider-Man. She already put 2 to 2 together. And I love that. I thought that was a great way to do it. You know what I mean? He lost Uncle Ben in a different way. It was not the same way we saw it in the comics, like in the Raimi. This was a different version of his death. And I thought it was really good. He did not say his line. I don't even think he said his great responsibility comes with responsibility that is great.
So
or whatever.
He has the alternate version where he's talking about his dad. Yeah. And he's like, "Your dad lived by a code. If you have the ability to help someone, you have to do it," basically. And he says it's responsibility, not what I forget. It's something like that, but it's slightly different, which is better. I'm glad they didn't just use the same one. And Uncle Ben dies way more heroically than in the first movie. He's trying to stop a robber, you know, running down the street. Doesn't want to. The other guy, he just gets shot in a car. Apparently, you know, just gets shot in a car.
Right. And the difference I like also on this is that he doesn't leave Uncle Ben there dying like in the first one.
Right.
Remember, like he died and all of a sudden he got up and started running towards the house. I was like, "What the hell? Like, dude, your uncle just died." This dude just left his ass bleeding out.
Get this guy.
Yeah. "I'll be right back, Uncle Ben. I'll be right back. Take a breather, bud." Right. But I like this one. This was more realistic version of it. You saw it affected him. He did not go after the bad guy like the other one. He just, you know, this was just a different version of it. And again, I think the cinematography was awesome in this movie. There is some awesome shit. When he lands on top of a building and it's that big ass wide angle and he's going through the bag and he's talking to Aunt May, he's like, "Yeah, I'll pick up the eggs." I thought that joint looked all good. Other than that, look, I gave it a 5. You gave it a 4. Total points.
My total is a 20 out of a 25. It's good. Mm. I like it. I like it better than I remember, to be honest. I remember enjoying it, but I like it slightly better this time. So 20 out of 25.
Yeah, mine's a 22 and a half. I like this movie a lot. And I like the Andrew Garfield, man. I think he's a way better Spider-Man so far than Tobey Maguire in my book. All right. So what is coming up next, Nate?
Not going to argue with you. All right. Next up, we got we're still cruising with Tom. We're in the car. We're cruising across the country. And our next movie is going to be Night and Day, starring Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. And then, of course, next week, we got Amazing Spider-Man 2. Now, fun fact, this is the first movie I ever reviewed on YouTube. And when I started doing YouTube, this was the first movie I reviewed. And that was in 2014. So I know when this one came out, 2014. And I do definitely have different thoughts of it now than I did when I saw it.
Question, so, is the video still up?
It is. It should be. If you I'm gonna grab it.
Get a clip.
Get a soundbite.
I'm gonna get a soundbite of your score so I could put it to the final score.
It ain't
so
gonna be the same. I'll tell you that much. I reviewed like right out the theater.
I've
now seen this a couple of times. It ain't the same. But it is still there. If you guys go on YouTube, go to Netflix Movie Reviews. You can find it. It's there.
There you go.
And so we're going to be reviewing that next week.
All right.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
This is going to be a good one. Other than that, guys, if you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to our official website, www.netflixreviews.com. geeksandflicks.com for the video and audio version of the podcast. We have our Patreon. If you want to become a Patreon, see the behind scenes of your favorite podcast episodes. All you got to do is go to www.geeksandflicks.com. We opened up a Facebook account. You can go to facebook.com/geeksandflicks. And we're going to start building up from there also. So other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. And that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.